We live. Are we live?
Are we live?
He's working on it.
We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the January 23rd, 2023 meeting of the University City City Council to order at 6:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember McMahon is excused. Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, I would ask to remove item number K2 from the consent agenda and have that placed as item 3 up under the City Manager's report.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda with the inclusion of item K2 becoming item number L3? Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Before we move forward into the rest of the agenda, I would like to take just a moment. At the last meeting, I was unable to attend, and I want to thank my colleagues for the kind words that you said in honor and in remembrance of our colleague, former colleague, Paulette Carr. I think to all of you probably in the room and then to all of us sitting up here when she passed away on December 22nd, we all lost what we were considered to be a friend and an esteemed colleague. When I had the opportunity to read the remarks that her husband had written about her, and he talked about her PhD in chemistry and her research skills, I will tell you that I don't think there's been any member of council I have served with who has used her skills to the level Paulette did. Her research skills, her questions, her desire to get things right, to always be prepared, set a standard for all of us to follow. Incredibly dedicated to this council, but more importantly, incredibly dedicated to this community. When she didn't think things were running quite right, she didn't sit back in her chair. She actually ran for office, went door knocking, and didn't stop until she won. I will say during her tenure, she and I went through an awful lot. Good times, bad times, challenging times. And I have never met a stronger person who persevered under some withering personal and political attacks. But she always persevered. Jim mentioned in his letter her pottery. I do hope if you ever get a chance that you will go out to Churchill School out at 270 in Clayton and look at a mural that she did that is all tiles done. That she cast and put into a mural there for the kids who attend that school. And I know that the markets at Olive take a lot of time on our agenda, and there are an awful lot of people sitting up here and staff as well who are key to having made that development thus far a success and continuing. But I think we all recognize that there was one person whose vision and tenacity brought this thing forward, and that was Paulette. Then Paulette moved to Boyne, got Boyne on board, got all the rest of us on board, and our development there would not be if it was not for Paulette. Same way with the Stormwater Task Force. When flooding occurred, she decided it was time to get citizens involved, and thus we created a task force and then a commission. The other thing on a personal note I'd say to everybody is that I always notice that we're, and Paulette and I were at each other's house all the time and in lots of meetings. Every single time we were together, she always took the opportunity to engage with students and with children. She always took the time to ask, how are you doing? What are you doing? How is school? What is this? And as a parent of a 22-year-old and 19-year-old, she was with us all through middle school, all through high school, asking those questions. And as a parent, it's always important to recognize those folks who took the time to talk to your kids. So I know on behalf of all of my colleagues, our thoughts go out to Jim. They go out to Peyton and his new wife, Michelle. Paulette was so grateful to be able to see their wedding this past year, to her sisters, Diane and Sandra, brother-in-law, Tom, and then sister-in-law, Nina, and her niece, Allison. To all of you, all I would say to the family of Paulette Carr is I know my colleagues and I thank you for sharing her with us, and our community is a better place for having served with her. This evening, we have no proclamations. We'll move forward with the minutes from January 9th, 2023. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. At this time, I would like to nominate Siri Morin for reappointment to the Traffic Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Any discussion on the reappointment of Siri Moran to the Traffic Commission? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearings in this evening. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak at this time?
None at this time.
Thank you. For any citizen who would like to speak, just so you know, there are sign-up sheets over by the door. Please pick one up, fill it out. Each speaker gets a 5 minutes to come up and speak. There's also going to be a citizen participation at the end of the agenda. And if you'd like to speak on any agenda items, you need to mark that on the form that you have before you. We noticed that our rules had changed, and we had two places in our agenda for council comments. Normally, council saves their comments till the end, but there is a place for council comments now. I'm assuming most of our colleagues will probably still do it at the end, but if anyone has council comments at this time, they are welcome to share them. Otherwise, we will keep moving forward. There is no request for a public hearing. You have before you the consent agenda with items 1, 3, 4, and 5. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. This question is to City Manager Rose, and I just simply wanted to ask and verify the list of streets are in that are listed here in your in our packet. Is that I don't see that there are any third ward streets, and I'm just trying to understand and make sure that I understand why that is and what the process is, because if there are citizens in the third ward that actually look at this and view it, I need to be able to explain that, if you would.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, if I could have Director Dunkel come forward to address that question. Mr. Dunkel.
Thank you, Mr. Rose, Mayor Crowe, members of council. To answer that question, we are going to a 5-year cycle on the trimming and the pruning of all of our trees. Last year, we were in an award, and then we go to this award and we go to this award. We're still going to hit some of those trees with our in-house staff. This is just contractual with our contractor, but our in-house staff will be hitting some of the trees in the problem areas as residents request.
Thank you. Any other questions regarding consent agenda items? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this first item, item L1, asks that you receive an update on the Code Red warning system and rain gauge system. The Code Red notification system and rain gauge systems were both installed to enhance our public safety operations. I've asked Chief Pinson to provide you with a brief information on how those systems are used to enhance our notification and early warning to our residents. Chief Henson.
Good evening. Thank you for your time. The stormwater alerting system is not directly linked into the Code Red system. The alerting system, however, is connected to the supervisory staff in the fire department and the police department. That would be the stormwater connection, the alerting. So the alert will go out to any of the supervisory officers, whether it be the street or the chief officers, and then they would determine at that time what type of alert needs to go out. The reason for this, we discussed this with Dr. Chris and Mr. Stein. They agreed that this prevents any errors from going out due to a malfunction of the system or even such as a local downpour that may cause the system to fire out of a warning, an evacuation warning. This allows the street supervisors, which I know on the fire side, there's over 80 years of experience, combined experience in those supervisors that have been watching this river, the same with the police department. So this system, the stormwater system, will trip our phones. We have the ability to look at weather maps, the current weather. We also have people on the street, no matter what, when something like that happens, to monitor the situation. At that time, they determine the level of the alert that needs to go out. So this is to keep the system, as I said, from any kind of malfunction that may happen and send out alert to evacuate the area at any time. Like any system, the National Weather Service, the local weather services, they all have systems that alert them to this, these kind of issues. However, it is always the human that looks at this data and puts out the alert, because systems are only real time at that time. They do not look into the future, such as an alerting system like this. So what this system sees is the immediate measurement, whereas the alert comes to us and we are able to look at that, look at weather maps, look at the conditions outside, look at the river itself, and determine the level. So the Code Red system is set up and has been set up. Dr. Chris gave us the maps October 31st. Within the first week of November, we had drawn out the maps into the Code Red system, as well as a two-tiered system on the style of alert that will go out, whether it be a possible minor flooding incident or major flooding. Will go out to anybody in that evacuation area that the stormwater system set up. The map, like I said, the map of the evacuation zones have been in there since November. So the system has been up and running since that time. So it's almost 2 months into it that this has all been interlinked. The numbers were given to the Stormwater Commission to put in for our phones. So that's how the system works.
Are there questions of either the city manager or of the fire chief? Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the amount of time, the length of time between your receiving the alert and then it going to Code Red alert.
Well, when the alert hits, the stormwater system tells us that it has about a 40-minute pre-alert time for it hitting that area. Mm-hmm. Like I said, anytime there's a potential for a substantial rainfall, the police supervisors are already on the street. Our fire supervisors hit the street as soon as it starts raining. They're monitoring our known flooding areas from flash flooding and the river at all times at that point. Before the system was set up, Dr. Chris told me that when that alert system hit, within 3 minutes, we had put out the alert system and we weren't even linked to it at that point. We had the people on the street saw it and put out the evacuation order within 3 minutes of that system hitting. So now it'll be less than that even, because it will hit the alert. We'll already be on the street. We'll be checking the stuff. We'll be checking the radar and we'll put out the alert immediately at that point.
Okay, thank you.
It'll just be a tiered alert as to what we see along with the system.
And it sounds like you're getting information from a lot of different places.
Correct.
Which, to make it more accurate.
Correct. We not only we're watching weather reports and such, but we also monitor the traffic of the departments, the emergency response departments that are north of us and west of us that the River de Pere comes through. So we know what's already happening in their areas and is heading our way.
Yeah. It makes sense that that would be a lot more accurate than sensors, just
correct.
In the only form of giving that notice.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Chief Henson, did I hear you correctly in that you met with at least Dr. Chris? I don't know if you met with him and the Stormwater Commission or the chair, but at least Dr. Chris seemed comfortable with the way forward, with you receiving them and then you receiving the alerts and then using your professional judgment and judgment of your team to put out the code.
Correct. Because when we initially started talking about, we started talking about hooking up the alert system, and it was more so his determination than anything that this is the way we should approach it, with the experience from the police and fire department who have seen this before, along with this system to prevent any errors from happening.
Okay.
We're still in contact with him. We still work with him. We have had several meetings. I sent the alerts that we're going to put out, the verbiage, to him. You know, he come back with concerns on how we worded some things. We changed the verbiage, so it was basically okayed through them also, as long as far as that goes. And we are still meeting with them probably in the next week or so to have a data reading class on how to read more in depth into that data.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you. Going back to that night, I remember getting the alert on Code Red. I think the first one was sometime after 2 a.m. And they if I remember, they continued throughout the night. Would you say there were 4 or 5 different messages over the course of the night into the morning? Is that
correct? And what we've honed down at that point, it was more about what was flooded and what we potentially thought was going to flood. And as it grew, the messages grew. What we've put into the system now is the maximum area that gets flooded. That is the maximum area the alert will go out to all the people that have ever been affected by the flooding at this point. But there are tiered messages in there to say, this is what's coming your way. And, you know, this might lead to minor flooding. This is coming your way. This is going to lead to major flooding. You need to get out now, you know.
Thank you.
Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Chief, I have 2 questions. You're talking about tiered message. Do the messages go out to everyone that's signed up in the Code Red system, or does it focus down to a certain area that's going to probably be more prone to flooding, such as around Heeman Park or maybe up north a little bit further?
The initial emergency evacuation messages will go out to the people that are in what is going to be the affected area. And the affected area that is drawn out in the Code Red system is the area of the maximum flooding the city has had.
And then just for people that may be listening, remind us what people need to do to get signed up to able to receive these Code Red messages.
Okay, on the city's website, there's brochures on how to sign up on your phone, on your computer, and even through a text message where you can text them a number and it'll send it back to you. You can also call us. We will help you set it up. Along with that, you know, the evacuation in the maximum area, there will be messages sent through the night to the whole city so that, you know, it, or through the day, whenever it happens, to the whole city to advise them of what streets are closed and what areas to avoid.
Any other questions?
Mayor, if I could just make one comment. Our goal is to preserve the credibility of the Code Red system. And we believe that the best way of doing that is to ensure that there's always a human that makes the final decision about the emergency messages that are going out. Because the worst thing that can happen is that we have false activation and people start ignoring it. So we want them to take it serious. And we do that by ensuring that there's a human being that's making that decision.
Thank you very much.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next item, item L2, asks that you consider a site plan review for Royal Bank. We have Dr. Wagner that will be presenting this item. Dr. Wagner.
Good evening, everybody. The request for site plan review was from Royal Bank of Missouri at 8021 Olive Boulevard. They would like to, this is a little bit different than regular site plan, they would like to demolish the building and in the meantime have a modular building as shown on the attached site plan in the staff report. And they'll be in that modular building until they get a new bank built. So, Mr. Mitch Baden and Kent Piskulich with Royal Bank are here to answer any questions you might have. And there are three requirements for the staff recommendation. So I would be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions of Dr. Wagner? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Dr. Wagner, what is the, save us from going through all this paperwork. What is the timeline for this? When will the modular building be placed there? When will the demolition take place? And when do they anticipate starting and completing the construction for the new building?
I believe they anticipate the modular building going up as soon as possible, and then relocating the bank operations to that, as well as the two drive-throughs that are shown on the site plan. Then they'll demolish the building. They do need to wait on the FEMA revised flood maps to be finished. And at that point, they'll work on, and in the meantime, they're going to be working on the design of their new building.
Are we putting any type of time constraints on them that they have to? I'm concerned about a modular building being there.
Yes.
I understand the need for it, but then are we talking about potentially years that they're going to be operating out of a modular building?
It could be very many. Gentlemen, Mr. Baden has.
We would love to build the building.
Due to the fact that we've got a video system going, you kind of got to come on up. And then if you'll give your name and address, we'll be good to go. But thank you very much for being here.
Mitch Baden, I'm with Royal Banks. We would love to build the building right now, but unfortunately we're in a floodplain, not in a floodway, but a floodplain. So until the county approves the floodplain, the new FEMA map, we're stuck with the building the way it is. We don't want to keep our kids in there. I shouldn't call them kids. We don't want to keep our employees in there. We were damaged in the last flood. So we want to take the building down, put a temporary building up. We plan to put up a planting around it, new parking lot, moving the ITMs to the south side of the property. So that it's a little better visibility and we think safer. So we would do it immediately. We hope that this will be done within a year that the county would approve the map. If sooner, we'll start sooner. But then it'll take us about 6 to 9 months to complete the building. It's not in my bag.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for your consideration.
It is my understanding, talking to the civil engineer on this, that they do plan on having those maps done within a year or so.
And the I'd say two things, one of which to the folks from Royal Bank, you have been a very good corporate citizen of our community for decades. Thank you very much. That's number one. Number two, I'm sure the police chief in the back has access to some information and some history on being in temporary facilities for a period of time. And I'm sure he can be a consultant to you folks, because I think he would say he's been in there longer than he ever thought he would be. So we have a history there as well. Is there action to be taken on this item at this time, or is it?
Our mayor and council members, I would recommend approval of the applicant's site plan.
Correct.
Before we have any other questions, is there a motion to approve? Motion by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there additional discussion or questions either of the applicant or of Dr. Wagner? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next item now, which is L3, asks that you consider the purchase of police vehicles for the police department. And Chief Hampton will be presenting this item. Chief Hampton?
Good evening, y'all. Just speak on the police vehicles. Okay. The emergency vehicles that we proposed to the city manager are emergency vehicles that have been taken out due to the flooding. Initially, there were a total of six. We thought we got it down to five, but that six vehicle has kapooked on us on that aspect. Now, there's still a very narrow margin of obtaining police rated vehicles out there. Thus is why you see two different vendors on this proposal. We had one with one make and model, and then we had another vendor that reached out and said, well, I got two on my end. And these go fairly quickly because there's the state bid has pretty much gone out the window with these vendors, with these dealerships. Because, of course, not just the flooding, but also still with the microchip problem and the programming of the computers within these vehicles. And we're talking specifically police rated vehicles, but they're seeing that across the market with any purchase of any vehicles.
Questions? Mr. Hales?
Just one. So this is for three Explorers through two vendors. Is that correct?
Three Explorers. Yes, it's two different vendors, but I thought one was not an Explorer. I thought one was a Durango, but I could be incorrect on that. But it either way, whatever is in the paperwork is correct. That is three different vehicles, but two from one company and one from another.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions? Is it, by the way, I don't believe I asked for a motion yet. I apologize. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there additional questions or conversation discussion by members of council? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Chief. We have no unfinished business this evening. We'll move forward now with new business. Bill number 9498. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9498, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property known as Lot C and Common Ground 1 of Plot 4 of the Market at Olive Development, from PD, Planned Development Commercial District, and SR, Single Family Residential District, to PD, Planned Development Commercial District, PD-C.
Thank you very much. We now have bill number 9499. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Klein. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9499, an ordinance approving a final development plan for Lot B of the proposed Market at Olive Development, Plat 4.
Thank you very much. We now have bill number 9400. Is that correct?
9500.
I apologize. 9500. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Cusick. May we have the first reading, Madam Clerk?
Bill 9500, an ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Any reports from members of council regarding the commissions for which they serve? Mr. Smotherson.
Mr. Rose, thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose, this is just to update you that the Arts and Letters Commission, and I'm actually speaking specifically about public art that we're working with WashU. I believe that the Parks Commission just recently approved the public arts and project. And it didn't make this agenda. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention so that it makes sure that we make sure it gets on the next agenda, simply because, you know, WashU is a school and they have semesters. And we want to try to get this into this semester with those students and those projects. So just wanted to give you an update and ask that be looked at. Okay.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. Yes, the intention is to place that item on the next council agenda for your consideration. We learned too late for it to make this agenda. So I believe Director Donkel has reached out to the professor at WashU and shared with him the intention to place it on your next agenda.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to recognize the members of the Plan Commission. They are in the comprehensive plan process, and they spent a great deal of their weekend handing out surveys, which are now, I believe, available both online and from the Planning and Development Department. But they were out there engaging with people, the really huge numbers of people who came to the Ice Carnival, and passing out those flyers. And they are truly, truly committed to our community, and I cannot thank them enough.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Wanted to alert the community that Green Practices is meeting again after somewhat of a hiatus. So they had their first meeting in some time last month and are resuming their regular schedule. We're thankful for a staff liaison to help support the work of Green Practices. I also serve on the library board, council liaison for the library board. They continue to operate right here across the street. Hope I'm pointing in the right direction, but yes, that way. They are operating. Their selections are limited in the temporary facility, but they will retrieve whatever you need. So it may take a little bit of patience to get the selections that you're looking for, but the staff is fantastic. I actually went in with my daughter. They didn't have the book we were looking for, but they retrieved it I think in a day for us. So the library is up, it's operational, and please continue to use it as you have in the past. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing no further council reports or business, we'll move now into council comments. Are there council comments to be made this evening? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. At this time, I would like to announce to my fellow council members and to the mayor and to the city manager, city clerk, and all of their staff, as well as all of our residents, that I will be resigning from my position as council member for the second ward of University City, which will be effective at the end of this month. I will be moving out of state. As everyone is aware, I was one of the people in the floods at the end of July, and I just simply can't stay in my house any longer. And I had decided that after I retired, which I did from a year ago, and finished serving on the council, that I would like to move to the desert. So I'm packing up my books and my cacti and my plants and my kitty cats, and I'm heading off to Tucson, Arizona. So I will be leaving town. I do hope that I have been able to help the citizens and the residents and the wonderful people of University City in the past 4.75 years in the time that I served on the council. I have found that the residents of University City are very engaged and certainly do care about their community, as well as Mr. Rose and his staff. They are very committed. And to my colleagues up here, it has been a pleasure to serve with you. Everyone is very hardworking and very conscientious and is full of integrity. And I appreciate that. And I feel that my time here was well spent, and I hope that I have helped make a difference. And I thank everyone for their support. Thank you.
Mr. Cusick, I know that I speak on behalf of my colleagues that if we go back several years, as we've sort of got bookends on this meeting tonight with you and with Paulette, that there was a point in time where I believe you were paying attention to your community, what was going on. And I believe, to the best of my knowledge, I would say you said enough is enough, and it's time to stand up and be counted. And not just to stand up and be counted, but to go door knock to every single house and door knock and door knock and door knock until you are able to both have great meaningful conversations with citizens and also deliver your message. And I will say to you that you put your head down, you did your work, you got elected, and you have continued a wonderful legacy within the Second Ward of being dedicated to all of the, not only the citizens of the Second Ward, but also the entire city, whether it be your work on the library board, whether it be the work on the Stormwater Commission. Candidly, you put your heart and your soul into everything that you do. You will be missed. You have left our community a better place, and we wish you all the best in Tucson. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. The first thing that I wanted to say is that I missed something that didn't happen tonight. And we had certain people that did attend this meeting because we didn't talk about the the baseball field, the issue with the Centennial Commons and the pool. And I'm not sure why that wasn't addressed tonight, because I thought that we were supposed to have a discussion about that tonight. So that's fine.
Honorable Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, I'm not sure that it was ever intended to be on the agenda. Certainly any direction that the council would like to provide me regarding having a report presented to you that looks at our flood recovery efforts, I believe this would be the appropriate time for that.
Okay. No, I just simply wanted to say, okay, so I'll make sure that we have that addressed on the next meeting. And I believe
right, I would suggest that you ask for an agenda item on that particular discussion.
Right.
And frankly, since that's 2 weeks away, I'd say even in the interim, if you want to have discussions with the city manager and staff, that'd probably be helpful. But I think all of us are aware that we've got some issues going on with the city properties that need to be addressed. And I think it would be fine for us to have both an update and a conversation. But I also recognize that we've got some time limits. So we can put it on the 13th agenda for an update and a discussion. But even between then, I would suggest that folks make outreach to city manager and staff in between time so that you get as much up-to-date information as you can prior to the 13th of February, which I think is our next meeting.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I did want to say one more thing, and I wanted to simply say, I wanted to thank Councilmember Cusick for his services. And I want everybody to understand that he did jump in when it was a time for need. And I want to really appreciate his help and standing behind us when MSD was threatening to put two large wastewater tanks in the third ward. And we were going to meetings, and we were meeting with their board and the representative from MSD. And I will say that Councilmember Cusick was right there with us. He actually went to meetings. He actually went to board meetings with us. And I really appreciate his help, his support, and his service. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. And just Councilmember Cusick wanted to get clarity. This is your last meeting?
That would be correct, sir.
Oh, my. I would have baked a cake. Well, let me say this, sir. It has been a pleasure serving with you. Your commitment to not just the second ward, but as the mayor alluded to, the whole city has been remarkable. You were there. You jumped in along with me in the heart of the TIF discussions regarding the markets at Olive. And, you know, we kind of went through that trial by fire together as new council members. But certainly your attention to stormwater issues and the flooding issues in this city has truly been remarkable. I have really followed your lead on it. While I certainly do the research and the work myself, if Tim supports it, then I'm for it. If he's against it, well, then I need to, then I'm probably not going to support it either. Because you have done the work, sir, in a way that has made this community much better, much safer, and work for the people in University City. So I thank you very much, sir.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor. I can't say much more than has already been said about Tim. Tim, I will have definitely enjoyed, and it's been a pleasure for almost 5 years now to be sitting to your right. I will miss you. You are clearly the resident expert on the council for stormwater issues. You're the first person I call about any question that I've had on that. But I do wish you the best and in your next chapter, and thank you for everything that you did for U City over the last 5 years.
If there's no other business to come before the body, I would welcome a motion to adjourn. I'm thinking maybe Mr. Cusick, would you like to make your last motion to adjourn?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. To Mr. Cusick, Godspeed to Tucson. Thank you for your service.